Well, this must be my room. And you must be my roommate. My male roommate, because this is the only place for male cadets. Not that there's a place for female cadets, because it's all boys here at Space Patrol Academy. Like you, or me, or anyone else here. No girls allowed, right? I heard they remodeled the dorms this year. No communal showers, for one thing. Not that I don't mind showering with a bunch of other naked boys. Heavens, no. I mean, heck no. That's not at all unusual for me. The orientation letter told me who my roommate would be, so you must be... Well, of course you know who you are. And I know who you are, thanks to the letter. And your last name stitched onto your uniform. Why are you staring at my chest? It's just a normal, everyday boy's. Oh. My name tag. Of course. Yep, that's me. I guess we just go by last names around here. I suppose since you were here first, you already called bottom bunk. I'll just stow my stuff in the drawers here. It's kind of cool how they're just built right into the wall. This place is very impressive. Wait. What's this spot over here in the corner? That's not the... It can't be. Oh, dear. I mean, darn. Okay, it's a shower. Right out in the open, basically. This is... inconvenient. There's not even a curtain, just a kind of half-stall, so you can't see from behind the waist to mid-thigh on whoever's in it. That just covers up the boy parts. Which is fine, because we're all boys, I guess. No problems there. Absolutely no problems. Yes, I'm nervous. This is a little overwhelming for me. My grandfather was in the Space Patrol, and my father is in it now. He just started a 4-year tour of duty on Titan. Both he and Grandpa wanted more than anything for the family tradition to continue. It's important enough to me that I do anything to see that it happens. Is your father in the Space Patrol, too? Oh, wait. You have the same last name as the doctor here at the Academy. He wouldn't happen to be your father, would he? Really? That's the first bit of good news I've had today. Sorry. I guess it seems like I'm being a bit mysterious and acting kind of strange. But you would be too if you were me. The thing is, I think I need your help. Especially if you can get your dad's login to the medical computer. Now, just let me explain. I hypothetically might have a medical condition that would normally disqualify me from being a space cadet. Luckily, the doctors don't do physical exams these days, at least not most of the time. They just attach a portadoc onto your arm or put you in the megadoc in the infirmary. It tells the doctor everything he needs to know about you, which, in my case, would tell him I'm entirely healthy. But it would also tell them about the one thing he can't know about. But if I could access their account, I could get it to fudge the readings. Just a little. You think I'm crazy, don't you? But let me tell you a little story. Maybe it'll help you. Maybe that will help both of us. Once upon a time, there was a boy. His father was in the Space Patrol, like his father before him. So the boy knew it was very important for him to get into it, too, whether it was what he wanted for himself or not. But it's not easy to get into the Academy, even when you come from 2 generations of Space Patrol members. You still have to meet the minimum physical and academic requirements, which was fine, because the boy more than met them. You have to be sponsored for it, too, but there was an admiral. The boy's grandpa knew that he was very happy to do so. So when the boy found out he was accepted, his entire family was very happy. Except, the more he thought about it, the more the boy wasn't sure he wanted to go into the space patrol. He was happy to work down at the soda fountain in town, making Martian berry sundaes and spending his free time rebuilding classic hover cars. But his father and grandfather were counting on him to get into the space patrol. He'd already been accepted. All of the necessary arrangements were made. If he backed out now, he felt like he'd be letting down 3 generations of his family. If only someone could go in his place and pretend to be him. Someone that looked enough like him to fool people who had already seen his picture. It would have been perfect if he had a twin brother, and one that wanted to get into the Space Academy more than anything in this world. Unfortunately, this boy didn't have a twin brother. He doesn't even have a brother at all. But he does have a sister. A twin sister. Me. Don't laugh at me. This is not a joke. I'm completely serious here. Look, I'll stop doing the boy's voice thing. See, does that sound like a boy's voice? You're still not convinced? I guess I do make a pretty authentic-looking boy. I cut my hair for this, and I'm not wearing makeup, of course. That would be a dead giveaway. Then it's just a matter of bandaging my chest to make it flatter and putting on my brother's cadet uniform. Let me take off this tunic. I still look like a boy to you, I guess. But if I reach under the back of my shirt and undo this clasp holding the bandages in place, there. Nubile, young breasts starting to press out against this t-shirt. I'm so obviously a girl now. Of course they're there. They may not be huge, but I like to think they're still growing. And they've been strapped down for hours. It might take them a while for them to spring back to their former glory. My brother's shirts are just a little loose on me, so that's not helping. Okay. Are you still looking? Well, keep doing so, pal, because I'm lifting up the shirt, but only for like 1 second. Yeah, that's right. I'm a girl, just like I told you. Maybe I'm not a girl with a huge chest. Not yet, at least. My mom is a late bloomer, too. Now do you believe me? It's not like I'm not qualified for the academy. I'm even better at school and in sports than my brother. But they don't allow women into the space patrol. They say our breasts will get in the way of piloting ships or worse, that they'll distract the men from doing their jobs. They say it's not practical to make space helmets to accommodate our elaborate hairdos. But a girl's hair can be cut short, like I did with mine. You should have seen it before I cut it off. Before my brother got second thoughts, I was trying to get into the Women's Auxiliary Space Patrol service. They have a very strict minimum hair length requirement to get in. The WASPs don't get to do all the cool stuff the Space Patrol does. Mainly they learn to become secretaries or waitresses on the bases and spaceships. But it was my only hope for getting to see outer space. But I don't want to join the WASPs anymore. I would have been accepted into the Academy if I wasn't a girl. Now, I can be the first woman in the Space Patrol. The family tradition can continue. Then, once I've made my mark, I can reveal who I really am and show people that women can do the job just as good as men. At least I could if you don't tell on me. And if you could help me get into the medical computer so I can alter my scans, the machines will definitely detect I'm a girl, even if I fool everyone else. But I can overlay my brother's older scans with my current ones, so it just shows my current status, but with his body. Even if I break my leg, it could detect that and even fix it, all without reporting that I'm a girl. I know you don't have a reason to help me. In fact, you have a lot of reasons not to. But if you help me with any of this and we get caught, we'd both get thrown out of the academy. I'm a girl, so I'm expected to be irrational. It might not be too bad for me. But you could even end up in military prison. So I guess I need to come up with a pretty good reason for you to help me. You're not going for it, are you? I can tell you're sympathetic to me, but the academy means a lot to you too. Pleading hasn't worked with you. That just leaves me with my feminine wiles. Before you make a final decision on whether to turn me in or not, let me at least clean up a little. I've been wearing those bandages for such a long time. They're so itchy and hot. I think I need a shower to clean myself up properly. There. I'll just turn it on and let it warm up a little. I was so afraid of the shower a little bit ago. It would have been hard to hide me being a girl from you with having to use this thing. I was kind of counting on a private shower in this dorm room. At least it's only the shower that's out in the open. You've seen my breasts, so I can just take this shirt off. It doesn't really make a difference if you see them now. I can even take off these pants. You know, these legs could pass as a boy's legs, I guess. Although, you should see them in a nice pair of pumps. I had to wear the Academy standard boxers, of course. Any girly underwear would draw scrutiny for one reason or another. Now, if I step into this stall here, I can pull off the boxers without letting you see any more girl parts than I would have shown you already. I can just throw these boxers over the edge of the stall and step under the water. This is a good shower, actually, even if it is a little exposed. The water tingles nicely as it hits my chest and runs down my breasts. I think they're starting to regain more shape after being imprisoned for so long. Don't you think so, too? Yes, nice and perky. I guess I could see how these things could be a distraction for a man. They're threatening to be a distraction to me as I rub soap over them and get the sweat and little bits of cotton from the bandages off of me. I really do love taking showers. I take, like, at least 3 a day. Probably more, since I'd be exercising a lot here at the academy. And you'd have a front row seat to all of them. Well, that's if I'm not kicked out, of course. Okay, that's enough shower for now, so time to dry off. I don't see any towels, but I think the shower may have an air drying feature. Ah, there we go. Nice. I could get spoiled by this, although I do miss drying myself off with a towel. With my hair this short, I don't have to wrap it up in a towel to dry off. But then, I don't have anything to cover myself up with either. This means I'll just have to let you see the rest of me. So, here I am. This should take care of any lingering doubt you should have about me being a girl. This is what you'd be seeing every day if you let me stay. The trick, of course, is in getting you to let me stay. But I'm not sure how I could ever do that. I'm so desperate to be here at the Academy and to fulfill my dreams. I would do literally anything to make that happen. But seeing me shower multiple times each day probably wouldn't be enough. There's a place in town where you can pay to see naked girls. I've heard they even have girls from Venus there. Purple, green, or orange, whatever color you want. The Space Patrol tolerates those places so close to the Academy, probably because all they do is let you look. That's all they let you do with them, for a good chunk of money for the privilege. My little peep shows would be free. But it doesn't have to just be peep shows. I'm asking a lot from you, more than I have any right to ask. It's only fair I give back something to make it worth your while. I could give you the most precious gift a girl could give to a man. Would you like that? You've seen my body, and how feminine it is when I'm not wearing a male cadet uniform. Any healthy boy would be interested in that, and we both know you're very healthy if you got into the Academy. But if we end up making love and I let you take my virginity, we're in this for the long haul together. You would have to help me with my charade to the best of your ability. We'd be roommates the entire time, and you get certain fringe benefits. I have to keep you properly incentivized to help me, don't I? Listen, I know you called the bottom bunk already, but I hope you won't mind if I lie down on it. It's not like there's not room for both of us here, if we're willing to be friendly. And I'm feeling very, very friendly now. So friendly, in fact, that I can't help myself. Just like my hands couldn't stop touching my breast in the shower. Now I find my hand drawn down between my legs. Maybe it's being in this bastion of testosterone that's doing it to me. Or maybe it's just the overwhelming gratitude I feel. Because I know you're going to help me with my plan. Can't you see I'm so excited right now? It would be practically criminal not to help me when I'm so desperately needful. Far more criminal than anything I'd be asking you to do to help me, or what we'd be doing together in your bunk. So, please take off your uniform, just like I did, and get into your bunk with me. While you do that, don't mind me. I'll just keep touching myself shamelessly while you watch. See, this is another reason why they say girls shouldn't be in Space Patrol. We're too emotional and too hormonal. But you'll help me get that out of my system, won't you? Now, get into bed with me and get on top of me. You know you want to do this, just like you want to help me see my family's dream come true. So, if we do the one, you have to help me with the other. And while we're doing the other, we keep doing the one whenever you want. Now, make love to me, please. Make me into a woman, but be gentle with me. I'm more fragile than I look. We're making love. You're committed now. You have to help me. We're practically married, although I won't hold you to that part. But you're stuck with me. At least until we graduate. 4 years of being roommates. Of watching me shower, of making love to me, just like we're doing now. Isn't having a girl roommate great? You couldn't do this with my brother or any other boy. Oh, not exactly this with your... your cock inside of my pussy. I'm sorry. Sorry for the unladylike language and sounds and movements. Oh. Harder, harder, please. Maybe I'm not as fragile as I think. Or maybe, oh, now that I'm getting more into it, I need more. I'll tell you if you're doing it too hard. Just listen, I'm very athletic and I'm in very good shape. And the academy will make me stronger, and so will you. Stronger, but softer too. In all the right ways. Here. Give me your hand. There's a place to touch me, even when you're inside me. Learn to touch it right, and I'll be your little kitten. Oh, yes. Just like that. That feels even better than you just moving inside me. As good as that is. Oh, I'm glad they made these walls extra thick, because our neighbors might be scandalized by the noises we're making, or that I'm about to make, because I can't contain myself anymore. I think I'm going to have an orgasm. No, I know that I am. Just like I know I'll be in Space Patrol someday. We both will be, and it will be just as incredible as what we're doing right now. Now hush. Oh, hush, you talk too much, you know that? Now isn't the time. The time for talking is, it's time for orgasms. Well, I imagine you didn't expect your first day at the academy to go quite like that, did you? I didn't really either. Thanks for helping me. We can work out the details of your father's computer access and all kinds of other things later. Oh, and one more thing. After all of that, I think I deserve the bottom bunk. But it's okay. You can come visit me in it any time you want.